To me, there is nothing more important than my family's health and well-being. We all know the quality of the air in our home is important. But did you know indoor air quality can be up to 100 times dirtier than outdoor air? I've got to tell you about Puro Air. In 30 minutes, this device will remove allergens, dust, smoke, dander, and gases from the room. Puro Air uses a stronger filter called a HEPA 14 that filters pollutants at a microscopic level and is backed by scientists from Harvard and MIT. In laboratory studies, users saw noticeably cleaner air in just 30 minutes. When it comes to babies and children, there's nothing worse than dealing with a cranky baby or child who can't sleep because of congestion. Air purifiers can help reduce congestion and improve immune system function to fight those winter colds and flus. I use my Puro Air purifiers to clean the air in my home, especially in our bedrooms while we sleep. It has a quiet, relaxing hum and cleans the air from pet dander, allergens, viruses, dust, mold, odors, and contaminants. It has four levels: low, medium, high, and sleep. And four different timer options so you can customize it to your home and your needs. Check out Puro Air at getpuroair.com. That's getpuroair.com. Puro Air is the only air filter that uses a HEPA 14 filter. That's getpuroair.com. Armoire makes getting dressed easy. With a clothing rental membership from Armoire, build the perfect wardrobe with brands that are high quality, unique, and recommended just for you. All you have to do is take a 5-minute style quiz and select items from your dynamic, personalized closet. The styles show up at your door in as little as 2 days. Then when you're ready for new clothes, just swap them out for more new-to-you styles. My favorite thing about Armoire is all the different style and occasion options, from casual to athleisure to night out, work formal, work casual, a total of 8 different occasions, 3 weather options, and 11 categories, including accessories, outerwear, and blazers, just to name a few. With Armoire, you can always have something new to wear without the hassle and closet clutter. You know the feeling. You open your closet, it's full, but you have quite literally nothing to wear. You're bored with everything in there. Enter Armoire. Armoire allows you to rent high-quality designer clothes for every occasion. Whether you're planning your outfit for date night, packing for a conference, or in need of a gown for a black tie event, you will be the best-dressed person in the room. Right now, my listeners can give Armoire a try and get up to 50% off the first month. That's up to $125 off. Just visit armoire.style/parenting. That's armoire.style. armoire.style/parenting to get up to 50% off your first month and never worry about what to wear again. Try Armoire today. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Your Village Podcast, Parenting Beyond Discipline, the place to learn about all things parenting and get your questions answered. I'm your host, Erin Royer. So I'm in Colorado this week, and actually I arrived last Saturday so I could get acclimated as much as possible for my race coming up this Saturday. Seems to be going fairly well so far. I spent the first 2 days outside of Breckenridge with a friend I used to train and race with in San Diego. So I've been here visiting with my family and training at altitude. Some of it has gone well and some of it not so well. The not so well was early on in the first 4 days of arriving here and also in the heat. So I'm really hoping it's not going to be too hot on race day, but that's not looking promising at this point. But since I am technically on vacation, I wanted to do something a little bit different. I wanted to cover a different topic or cover things in a little different way. And I put out a call for suggestions and I got a couple that were right along the same lines. And those that came in were about, how do I make time for myself? How do I make time to make myself some sort of priority and also be a good parent? And I love this because it really fits in with where I am and what I'm doing right now in these 2 weeks. Now, I will say that there are times in our children's lives when it is extremely difficult. And during those times, time to yourself may just mean a 5-minute shower. But things do change and can change as they get older. But first, it's important to start with our priorities. What are our priorities for today, for the week, for the month, for the year, and even for the long term? Now, for me, getting back into shape after I delivered my babies, both my first and then my twins, was very important to me. I was afraid the longer I let it go, the harder it would be. So I figured out a way to fit it in. Now, usually that meant a run, pushing all three in a triple wide stroller. Talk about a workout. I always felt where there's a will, there's a way. And I wasn't going to let anything stop me from finding time to exercise. Even 30 to 45 minutes pushing three kids in a huge stroller with big fat tires was plenty of exercise. My babies got out into the world and I got to start working on getting my fitness back. I've always done anything and everything to make this a priority. Now, I had times where I would use the Xbox Kinect and do the dance or other exercise videos while they napped. And then a little later on, I had a trailer I could pull at least two of them in when I rode my bike. Once my oldest was able to ride, I would invite him to ride his bike while I went for a run. And we had some great conversations on those outings together. It was sometimes annoying because he would ask tons of questions about all kinds of random things, and I was just trying to breathe. But I do look back fondly on those times together. Now my kids are older, I go in the early mornings to the gym or I train while they're doing their activities after school or in the evenings. This summer, my son's swim practice has been at 7 a.m. and so I would take him and then swim in the open lap lane in the swim pool while he did his practice. Long before I had kids, I was doing triathlons, and I remember going to watch this movie about triathletes that had some more extreme challenges, and one of them was a mom of five. I distinctly remember a segment on her when she was at one of her daughter's soccer games, and she brought her bike and her trainer, and the trainer is just a thing that the back wheel goes into so you can ride stationary on your own bicycle. Now, these were all athletes in this movie that were training for an Ironman, that really long distance. It's a 2.4 mile swim, 112 mile bike ride, and a marathon. So she needed to get in a lot of time on her bike, but she didn't want to miss her daughter's game either. So this was her workaround, and it really struck me. She talked about how her daughter would get embarrassed by her mom on her bike yelling and cheering from the sidelines, but I thought it was cool as heck. I wanted to be that mom when I had kids. Now, I have yet to take my trainer and my bike to a swim meet, but I have a feeling that day is coming in the not too distant future. Now, not everyone's goals are going to be fitness related. They could be anything from volunteering to painting to music, starting or running a business, whatever it is. Figure out what part of that you can do and can overlap with your child's schedule and needs. Where can you fit that in? That's exactly what I'm always doing. I'm trying to figure out where I can overlap, where I can fit it in. Can you do research from a laptop while they're at gymnastics practice? If there's anything I hate to do, it's waste my time. So sitting idle while one of my kids is doing swim practice or gymnastics or hockey drives me crazy. So I figured out which parts of my job or my training I can do while they're doing their things. Now, I'm not a total work person. I do visit with my mom friends for a bit when we go to their activities. And during swim meets, besides visiting with my friends, I'm often pretty busy doing nonstop volunteering, making sure Carter is where he needs to be and checked in, talking to his coach, lining up, etc. But now that he's getting older, he's getting the hang of it himself, and I can leave more of that responsibility to him. And that is where me on my bike training may come into the picture here pretty soon. Actually, when we went to the meet in Las Vegas, we got to the pool and got Carter checked in. I had a 1 hour run on my schedule that morning, so once he checked in for his warm up, I took off on my run. I got my workout in and I didn't have to miss any of his actual events. Now, honestly, one of my biggest time savers is I just don't watch TV. I would rather be doing almost anything than watching TV. Journaling, researching, working, training, reading, spending time with my kids. Another big time suck these days is social media and online games. Now, there's nothing wrong with any of these. If these are the way you like to relax, but if you find yourself constantly sucked into them every time you have a spare moment or spend more time on them than you would like or you think is best for your mental emotional health, then it's an area to take a look at. So here's the question I like to ask myself when I feel I'm starting to slip in this capacity. Like bad habits with checking in on social media too often, to getting diet soda on a regular basis, I catch myself when it's been too many days in a row or I feel myself getting sucked in and I ask myself, is this bringing you closer to the person you want to be or is it moving you further away? Now, the answer will usually ring through right away, and then I know it's time to make a change and do it quickly. Now, of course, this requires that we have a vision of that person that we want to be. Who is that person? What does she or he look like, sound like? What are you doing for fun, for a career? Who are you spending time with? What do you want people to say about you? I have a vision of my future self in my mind, and I'm constantly updating it and moving forward. I know exactly who she is, what she looks like, what she does, and what most people think of and say about me. Now, you'll never make everyone happy, so don't worry about that piece, but just as a general consensus. And through this process, I actually have gained quite a fan club just among my own mom friends who are impressed and inspired by all that I do, by all that I get done, and all of the goals that I set. Now, this may feel like we're straying pretty far from parenting realm here, but I think it's a really important piece to parenting on many levels. It shows our kids how to set goals and work towards them. It shows our kids that we don't exist merely for their needs, but that we have needs too, and that family needs and goals need to be balanced among the family members, and we work together to help each other achieve those goals. It shows our kids that it's important to keep some space for ourselves, to set ourselves as some sort of priority.
These later years of childhood have been flying by. As a mom, I want to not just be available to my kids during these last years they have at home, but I want to feel good and have the energy I need to keep up with their schedule and my own. So my health is a top priority. Equilibria is a woman-owned wellness brand with unique science-backed products that help bring your mind and body back into harmony. You're not alone on your wellness journey. Every customer gets one-on-one support to help you meet your goals. EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense is a 3-in-1 capsule that supports your digestive health and promotes gut barrier protection. A healthy gut positively impacts immunity, mental health, sleep, digestion, and skin health. It helps regulate digestion, immunity against bad bacteria, and improve nutrient absorption. The gut has been called the second brain because it contains more than 100 million nerve cells. It is a vitally important piece to our overall health, both physical and mental. So to make sure my gut is working at its potential, I started taking EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense to improve my digestion and nutrition absorption, boost my overall immune health, and help with sleep and stress as a bonus. Head to myeq.com and use code parenting for 15% off Equilibria's Microbiome Defense and much more. That's myeq.com and use code parenting at checkout for 15% off site-wide today. This episode is sponsored by By Heart. By Heart is an infant nutrition company whose mission is simple: make the best formula in the world. Using the latest in breast milk science, By Heart created a clinically proven, easy-to-digest infant formula that's made with organic, grass-fed whole milk, certified clean ingredients, and features a patented protein blend that gets closest to breast milk. Our blend includes the most abundant protein found in breast milk, alpha-lac, as well as lactoferrin, the number one protein found in colostrum, along with broken down, partially hydrolyzed proteins. By Heart is an easy-to-digest formula. In addition to its patented protein blend, our formula includes prebiotics and an 80-20 whey-to-casein ratio like in early breast milk, which is tailor-made for a newborn's digestive system. By Heart is the only U.S.-made infant formula to use organic, grass-fed whole milk, not skim. Curious about By Heart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast with the code parenting for a limited time. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Do kids still tend to come first? Yes, more times than not, they will. If my son has a big swim meet or my daughter has a gymnastics showcase and there's a race I want to do that same weekend, guess who gets priority? But other times, there's a small meet or no meet, and no gymnastics showcase, and then my race gets to be on the schedule. Now, I know a lot of you have infants and toddlers, and so things are pretty skewed in the direction of the kids at this point, and that's okay. But it's also important to have certain priorities for yourself, for things like a good night's sleep, starting with some basics, right? A little downtime every so often with your spouse, or going out with some friends. Those habits can get set up early on. That's why for me, creating solid bedtimes and nighttimes was so important. I saw us as that family that gets things done and makes things happen, where we, for the most part, are able to set goals and accomplish a lot for everyone in the family. None of that would ever happen in a home where the kids ran the show, where bedtime was chaos and boundaries and rules were not established well and early on and adhered to. So these were very important pieces to parenting, working as a family as a whole to set in place for me. The other thing I love about having my own goals and giving them some level of priority is that my kids get to see me doing these amazing things. They see me living as an example for setting goals in health, in business, relationships, accomplishing them, sometimes failing and going back to the drawing board and trying again until I do succeed. So my personal goals are still attached to great parenting. If you're working on your parenting goals for setting rules and boundaries in general around bedtimes, the positive discipline classes cover how to get this dialed in, as well as the classes on sleep and bedtimes. And these are on the site at yourvillageonline.com under the discipline section, and then the sleep classes are under the health and development section. Also, the class on Peaceful Parenting Part 1 covers self-care. It's 6 areas that parents can look at and focus on to make sure they're taking care of themselves so they can take the best care of their families. With over 50 classes, there's information in almost every area of making your parenting journey easier and more fun. And again, at yourvillageonline.com, you can find all of those under the 4 different sections or tabs we have across the top. So about this race, to go into a little detail for those who are curious or interested, this Saturday I am racing in the Boulder Ironman 70.3. So 70.3 is the number of miles in the entire race. A 1.2-mile swim, 56-mile bike ride, and a 13.1-mile run or half marathon. Now, these races are always very exciting. I really like these longer distance ones, the 70.3s and the 140.6. Now, I've only done one of those. But as a lot of you know, I have that as my goal for next year to do another one. But the Ironman Village, which is the finish chute, the bike tent, the branded race gear shop, and several other shops around for all kinds of sporting equipment, t-shirts, mugs, picture frames, branded with Ironman to training, racing gear, backpacks, you name it, they have it. And it's just a really vibrant and exciting atmosphere to see all these fit athletes, these high-tech bikes, wandering through Ironman Village. I just love it. Now, I need a race to keep me motivated for my training. I need that goal. If I don't have it, I don't get out there and push myself day after day, week after week, month after month. It just won't happen if I don't have that goal. Not everyone needs that, but I do. So that's just how I work. Now, each of these races is very unique. The terrain, the weather, each offer their own unique challenges out on the course that day. Now, the biggest one for this course, for those of us traveling, is of course the altitude. But also the weather is looking to be hot for the run. The water may turn out to be too warm for wetsuits. And the bike is hilly. It's up and down, up and down. It is almost no flat anywhere. Of course, I'm in Boulder, Colorado, so what do you expect? I do have a time goal for this one, but I hesitate to put it out there because of these factors. The heat for the run and the water temperature could really affect the time that it takes to finish the race. But I will say I have trained pretty hard and followed my training program pretty well this time. Many times I used to skip workouts and make excuses, and this time I did not. Some of my workouts got cut short because of kid priorities, but I will say I did a really good job this time of getting as much of every workout completed as time would allow. So I'll give a race report once I get home next week at the end of the episode, so only those who are curious can get the update. Now, I haven't offered a promo code in quite a while for my listeners, and I'd like to do that. So I want to extend that today since I'm on vacation, and let's do something fun. So the code will be IRON, I-R-O-N, 15. So that's 15% off for any memberships, monthly, quarterly, or annually, for as long as you're a member. And you can enter that code at the bottom of the checkout page. Again, that's IRON15 for 15% off your membership at the bottom of the checkout page for any membership, monthly, annually, or quarterly. And this promo code will be good through the end of August. If you have a parenting question you'd like answered, send an email to podcast@yourvillageonline.com. Thanks for listening, and see you next week.
Thank you. Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.